and it looks like we do. So I will call the Board of Directors meeting for the Academy to order at 6 p.m. on November the 19th, 2020. I'll recognize, I'll now ask that we pledge allegiance at this point. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which is one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you all. I'll now recognize our board members and then others. We have with us on tonight's meeting Dr. Fletcher, Dr. Irwin, Bishop Thomas, Mrs. Robinson, and Mrs. Comanches. We also have present our head of school, Dr. Marinucci, Mrs. Hudson, Mrs. Backew, and I believe Michelle, Mrs. Postles, is also joining in your office.
Yes.
Okay, is anyone else that I missed? All right, excellent. So we do have a quorum. I will just start off by saying I hope everyone is staying safe and staying healthy. We'll have some discussion tonight about some things that have happened at the school. But we all know that the rates of COVID are now increasing. So I just caution everyone. I know everybody on this call is doing their best to stay healthy and keep their families healthy and safe. But just caution folks, now is the time to really be safe and stay as healthy as possible. So that being said, if you don't mind scrolling down just a little bit, Dr. Marinucci. There we go. Perfect. Everybody should have received a copy of the minutes from the October board meeting. If you have not had a chance to take a look at those yet, they are on the screen. But if we don't have any questions, we can waive the reading of them with a motion to approve them with any necessary changes or edits.
I motion from this Bishop Thomas, I motion to approve any necessary correct.
All right, Bishop Thomas has moved to waive the reading of the October 2020 meeting minutes and approve them with any necessary corrections or edits. Do I hear a second?
Okay, I second the motion.
All right. Fletcher. Seconded by Dr. Fletcher. All in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Thank you. All right, so the meeting minutes are approved. Now, I don't believe we have any public comments, but if anybody from the board would like to make a comment at this time, please feel free to do so.
Well, I have one comment, it was about the COVID outbreak, so I'm sure we will hear that during the principal's report. Is that correct?
You have the floor, Dr. Fletcher. Go ahead.
Yes, would we hear anything about the COVID changes or how that might impact the school's operations?
Yes, sir.
We will hear that at the principal report?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. We're going to have a discussion about that and some things that have happened at the school. So,
very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. All right. Next, we are going to go over to the finances. I believe everybody that's on the call now was in the CBOC. So I don't think anybody has joined us late. So I would entertain, this might be, we have the minutes to approve, we have the budget to approve, but we can certainly waive the formal reading of those, of that budget, if you guys are satisfied with what was heard during the CBOC.
I would be happy to make a motion to waive the rereading of the finance report.
All right, it's been
motion seconded.
Okay, excellent. It's been motioned by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Dr. Irwin, that we waive the formal financial report and go ahead and approve it with the caveat that all of the present board members and persons observing this particular meeting were present during the CBOC meeting, which ended about 6 minutes ago. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, excellent. The budget is approved. So this is a first. This might be our shortest board meeting today. We do have some interesting things to talk about. So with that being said, Dr. Marinucci, would you like to give your report, or would you like me to go ahead and make a recommendation to the board at this point?
I'll defer to you.
Okay. So as you guys are aware, somebody, if you guys wouldn't mind muting your microphone. I'm getting some feedback. Okay, perfect. Thank you. As you guys, as everybody on the call is aware, I sent out an email earlier, actually maybe yesterday or the day before, about a potential change in salary for the head of school. We're going to be discussing some teacher salaries in a few minutes, but I did want to make the board aware that I'm making a recommendation that Dr. Marinucci has a change in her particular salary, which I'm not going to go into the details because it is a personnel matter. But the board members, all except for one, responded to me. And that one abstention is Mrs. Williams. I'm not sure if she received the email, but there was support for my recommendation. Dr. Marinucci has been at the school for over a year at this point. When she joined us from her prior school, she took a significant pay cut, and I told her at the end of 6 months she could then ask for a salary increase. She chose not to do that. She wanted to look at our student count and make sure our unit count was up to snuff, and that was one of the sort of things that we talked about as a priority. I think she has done that and more. So I'm going to go ahead and ask the board at this time to vote. I'll ask for a motion on this vote, but to vote on an adjustment in Dr. Marinucci's salary per the email that was sent out. I will just say this. Ms. Comachese, you were not on that email for personnel reasons, so I'll ask if you don't mind abstaining from this vote, only because it involved another employee's salary. Moved by Bishop Thomas and seconded by Dr. Irwin and Dr. Fletcher, that we adjust the head of school's salary per the email that, per the recommendation in the email that I sent out to everyone. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. The motion passes. Dr. Marinucci, the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you. As part of my report, I will make a request for the salary increases for the entire academy staff. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on here as we go through that. So the enrollment update, I think everyone saw, we ended with 329 students. We actually had 340 students on our e-school roster 344 was our maximum allowable enrollment. So we were right at that number. We had two students withdraw literally 2 days before the unit count closed. So then that makes it where we are unable to count them. And then the other 9 students that we didn't count were attendance or no-show students that we didn't get any request for records for, which left us at 329 students counted in eSchool. Our true cap is 330. We're allowed to go 5% over, which is where the 344 number comes in. But we were super ecstatic to have 329 students out of the 330 seats available at the time when the unit count officially closed. So one of the things, I don't know if you recall back to, one of the things that Mr. Benz had talked about a number of times with me, and then he brought up during the board meeting, was that we needed to get ourselves to where we earned 20 units. The 20 unit mark is a change for us because it allows us to use units to pay the salaries of 2 secretaries instead of 1. It also allows us to do something called a para-pair, where you can take 2 paraprofessionals, combine them into 1 unit, and then we receive a better benefit package because the state then pays their health care costs. So we've done all kinds of calculations, Mrs. Hudson and I. We did end up getting to do the para-pair, and we were able to have 2 secretary units. As you can see, our goal was to get over 20. We got to 24.3. I will say that while that, Dr. Fletcher, I was excited too, but if we could have gotten to 25, we would have gotten 2 para-pairs and another. At the point where we ended, I was like, oh my gosh, we're so close. I never in a million years thought we would be that close to 25. I can tell you next year we'll be at 25. We'll be over 25. In addition to the needs-based units, we earn related service units. That's to provide services such as speech, occupational therapy. It can be used for counselors. It can be used for other staff such as that. So we get another 1.87 units there. And then we have academic excellence units. That pays for our behavior specialist, and it can, again, be used for other ways to enhance the academics for our students. And then we get miscellaneous units. For example, we have there's a unit we earn for that we use for Ms. Postals and for other staff that are not necessarily specific teaching staff. We ended with a total count of 30.93 units, which is amazing because we can put people into all of those, and the people we put into those, the healthcare costs get covered, and it just saves the academy, and it makes our financial situation that much better. I talked about the insurance savings. To take from our budget of $32,000 and to bring it to where we saved $15,000, we saved almost half of what we were planning to pay. And then they were going to raise our amount, which was really frustrating. I'm super glad that I vented to my husband, who put me in touch with this insurance agency, and we were able to get such a remarkable deal for the academy. So we're super excited about the insurance savings as well. As far as the proposed budget change, so when the school year started, we anticipated that we were going to be in a much better shape financially than we had been prior. We knew that was going to be happening. And as our units continued to grow, we also knew we were going to have to add some staff to support our students. So we took all of that into account, and we've done calculations all along. And so we had already calculated for a certain amount of raises for all of the staff. But because the academy is doing as well as it's doing, and because our staff is working like complete rock stars, like they are all just amazing people. And if you saw the love and passion every day like I did, it would bring tears to your eyes as it is to me right now. So the ask is that we actually go above what we were planning to go when we created this budget at the beginning and increase those salaries more to really make ourselves remain very competitive and to continue to give back to those who give so much to our students and make this academy what it really is. So with the board's approval, I would definitely like to recommend that we make salary adjustments. The adjustments are either in the form of a raise where they're on a percent scale. If the person already is making the money that you would expect, you know, if we're leveling two people up and one person's already at a higher point, and that person's not necessarily going to get a pay raise, we'll do the bonus for that person just like we did last year. So it's just a matter of continuing to raise up the salaries to keep ourselves super competitive and bring the most amazing people we can to support our students.
Mm-hmm. One question. My question is, for the two that you're going to level up, how close would they be to their comparable positions in, let's say, the closest district, let's say the Capital or even the CR district in terms of positions?
We're able to, it depends on the actual position, and every one of the salaries is a little bit different because somebody that's fresh out of college, the scale is so complicated, not complicated, but it changes for every year and for every 15 credits or degree. So when you're comparing a person to a person, it's a little bit more challenging than that. But there's a number of our employees that we're going to be getting almost to match, if not right at, what they would make if they walked across the street.
Yeah, that was the reason. I'm just refreshing my mind on how we lost teachers in the past because
right.
Our salaries were so significantly lower than what they could get doing the same job in the district. And it would hurt us because they had been here for so long. We just had no money to give them. And when someone gets an increase like that, you just have to say, God bless you, and move on. And we're stuck, but we just have to work on it. But at least you're saying that we're so close to it, so they would leave for something beyond just being at an equivalent position in the district, which is refreshing to my ears. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Dr. Fletcher. That's a very, very significant observation and question, because anyone who knows, anybody who's been on this board for any significant time knows that we've struggled with that type of retention. And especially nowadays, money, finances being what they are, for those of us who are lucky to have a job or even have a pension, I mean, that's very important. So I'm glad you asked that question. So thank you for that clarification, Dr. Marinucci.
Absolutely. So is this a point where does the board need to vote on this at this point, or?
Yes, I can actually make that motion since you and I have discussed it, and then we'll present it to the board for approval. So I'm going to motion that we approve the recommendations made by the head of school based on adjustments of our staff salaries so that they can be competitive and with our local districts and bring more parity, which is a priority that the board has had for many years. So I'll recommend that we vote on the recommendations made by Dr. Marinucci. I'm sorry, I'll motion that we
Order. As chair of the meeting, you can't make the motion, but you can recommend it. You'll receive a motion.
I can recommend that.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll be more than happy to make such a recommendation on a proposed new budget that we increase the salaries to the recommended level as for the staff at the academy.
I got too excited there. All right. So it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher and seconded by Mrs. Robinson, I believe, and Dr. Irwin, that we approve the new budget with the proposed adjustments in staff salaries. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right, the motion carries. And now, if we could discuss, Dr. Marinucci, just what is happening with our COVID update with the academy.
Absolutely. So we have been steadily watching the numbers, and they are definitely on the rise in a concerning way. And last week, on Thursday morning, I received a message that one of our key staff members tested positive. She's doing fine. Last I spoke with her, and so she tested positive because of the close proximity to which she works with her partner, the partner staff. We ended up going to the basis of the academy without the
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Dr. Marinucci. Can you guys mute your microphones?
There we go.
Thank you.
because that employee and then the rest of the team all had to quarantine, it made it where we were unable to continue providing appropriate services to our students. So we made a decision, and I sent an email to the board letting you know as well that we ended up going fully remote until it ends up where the quarantine ends right at Thanksgiving break. So we are fully remote until Thanksgiving break. We've worked diligently to make sure that our students had everything they need, and they were able to get their Chromebooks, and they were able to get work packets if they chose that over the Chromebooks, and we've actually received quite a bit of really positive feedback from our families. There was definitely a shock and a concern that came with it, because if you think your child's going to school the next day and all of a sudden they're not, we're very aware of the hardship that can put on some of our families. And we had a video conference to let them know what was going on, and some of them started off a little bit irked at the beginning, but then they quickly came around and said they understand. I think everyone is very understanding and realizes that this is just the way this year might go. And hopefully it changes, and hopefully we get to the point where we're not having to make these last minute, closures or anything like that. But it's where we are at this point, and we just need to kind of go with that. And so we're doing as much as we can to support our families and make sure they have everything they need so that the child continues to learn and that they have access to other resources that they need as well, such as food and supplies and things. But we've also implemented, so it was kind of ironic that last week this happened, because last week on Monday, just seeing the numbers change the way they are, last week on Monday, I actually started the weekly calls with the parents. So there's a meet link that goes out to all of our families, and they're invited to join, and we have an open conversation about what's going on. So we talk about the numbers of COVID, and we talk about what our school is doing to keep everyone as safe as possible. And it's led to some really good conversations with our families, and I think they feel safer having their children come here just knowing all of what's happening. So, but just so you're fully aware, I've got on the screen right now, this shows the green, yellow, red, or the 1, 2, 3. Really, it's been talked about in the colors. So there's the green, the yellow, and the red. Green means there's minimal community spread, and there's certain criteria to be in the green. And then yellow is minimal to moderate community spread, and yellow is where we've been since the school year started. Yellow means that we're hybrid. We're doing some sort of a remote and in-person offer. And then red means it's significant community spread. In order to be a color, you have to have two criteria in that color. So if you have two or more in a color, then you're that color. Right now we have two yellow and a red. So we've got we're in the yellow, but I will tell you that we are approaching the red. About 3 weeks ago, actually, since our last board meeting, the governor made an adjustment to the way things are calculated. So it was the percent of test positive right here that I just highlighted used to say up, it used to say 10%, but it was using a different calculation. So they were looking at the number of tests that are positive, but if you took a test three times, then you would only be counted once. Now they're counting every time you take a test as a negative or a positive. So they changed the way they're calculating. And the reason that they explain they did that is because it better matches what the other states are doing. But like I was saying, the original number was 10. We're at somewhere around 14 right now. So had that rubric not changed, we would have had two red and we would have been fully remote. So we're very aware of that, and we're definitely watching that happen. When they changed it, it went to where, I'm trying to mute, there we go, okay. When they changed it, it went to where yellow is between 1 and 8% on the new rubric. And at first it was very, very low, but it has steadily been creeping up. So you can see that right now, the last time they updated this data, it was 5.4. I believe it might have even gone past that, because this was last updated the week of November 7th through the 13th. I will tell you that I actually have an Excel spreadsheet, and I'm tracking every day where the numbers are, and I'm looking beyond this. The CDC actually has some recommendations about spread and some additional ways to calculate, and so I'm actually tracking that as well. We want to make sure that we're as safe as possible, and we're going to keep going with the hybrid learning and having our students learn in person, because we realize that there are families that we serve that don't have a safe place for their child to go during the day. They don't have the ability for their child to learn if their child's not here. The staff and I have had many conversations around this, and we're all very aware and being very cautious. We've had lots of conversations about the importance of hand washing and not touching your face and your nose and wearing your mask and the 6-foot distance. One of the things that we're doing different than other schools, many of the other schools went with the DOE guidance document that said you can have the kids 3 feet apart. We have never done that, and we will not. We're staying with 6 feet. So the students must stay 6 feet apart. And we're supposed to stay 6 feet apart from anyone else as well. So there's certain things that it's not worth the risk to budge on. We've got the fogging machines running on high all the time. We've actually told the classrooms that rather than us just wait for an easy break time, like when they're at related arts or when they go out to recess to come in and fog the room, they're coming around, and if they come and knock on your door, your kids go for a quick walk around the building, because we want to be able to make sure that we're fogging more frequently and keeping it as safe as we can. Mr. Davis has ordered hand dispensers, so there's no-touch hand dispensers for sanitizer in all of our classrooms now. We've had a pump bottle, but the getting certain things has taken forever. We ordered that back in March. They finally got here. So, we're definitely providing the masks for our staff and our students. So if a student comes in every day without a mask, then every day we're giving them a mask, because some families just don't have the ability to provide that. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that we are offering as safe a location as we are able to. But we're also prepared that at some point, and it may be some point in the next few weeks, I don't know, I think we're going to cross that 8% mark. And at that point, we'll have no choice and we'll be going fully remote. So we're just watching the data. And maybe with the recent changes that are going to go into effect on Monday, that might cause things to change. But I think with the holidays upon us and the amount of interaction and traveling people will have, I think that's going to offset any possible change that happens from the further restrictions. But we're watching the data. We're watching it every single day and tracking it, and we're making sure that we keep a very open line of communication with our families as well as our staff. So we do, so even when we're remote, we have our daily announcements via video every morning. And it's so adorable to see how many kids log on to say the Pledge of Allegiance and our school pledge, and they love the chant. They tell me all the time their favorite part is the 1, 2, 3, AOD is the place for me. So the students just get excited and love to unmute their microphones as they yell that out. But so we're keeping that consistency for them as much as possible. And I will tell you that I am super thankful that we did open the academy to as many students as we did at the very beginning. We were the first public school to have our students come in. And it has allowed us the ability to really form relationships with our students. So that's going to make it easier if we do need to go fully remote at some point, because the relationships are what matters. So we know our kids. And okay, so that's the COVID update. Do you have any questions?
No questions. It seems like you have, this is Fletcher again, you have excellently anticipated what's going on. I like the fact, because I'm a metric sort of person, that you can do your own statistics yourself rather than wait on CDC, so that you can be proactive in some of your decision making. So that's very impressive as how you're approaching it. My other side question is that, did we provide some training to the families who got the Chrome? Everybody got a Chrome PC device, a mobile device. And as long as there was sufficient training how to use it, then when we had to go to the fully remote, they knew how to use the device so to keep their grades and things up. So as long as those things were covered, I'm very happy with what you've done. That is an excellent report.
Thank you. We have done the training for our families. So at the beginning of the school year, when we had students going remote that hadn't done that with Chromebooks prior, we had done remote, but not with the Chromebooks the way we've done now. So and with our Google Classroom, we've done everything in a one-stop shop. So everything is within a Google Classroom setup, making it as easy as we can for our families. But we actually had dedicated staff members at the beginning of the year that were there, so you could call in and you could video chat in and ask questions and check on how to do things. And then as we just went suddenly remote for some of our families, I can tell you I was on the phone walking some of them through what to do, and Ms. Postals was. And so we just pick up and we just help. And I can tell you every one of our teachers was there assisting our families as well. So we're definitely wanting to make sure. And we know, like, I'm very comfortable with the computer and technology, but not everyone is. So we remember that. We try to make it as simple as we can so that it's friendly, useful, and not frustrating. Okay. So then I just wanted to share with you, we had a special guest at our academy today. He caused all kinds of ruckus. I'll zoom in here a little bit. So Miss Davis was in the middle of teaching when our little Royale walked in the room, caused some of our students or some of our staff that were working here to get a little bit shocked as they saw him walk in. But we're figuring that we're going to see Royale around quite a bit. I think he might want to, like, Photoshop himself into some honor roll pictures and student of the week pictures, and I'm thinking he's going to be around quite a bit. We did have some students that they immediately knew who he was, but they, one of the comments was, where's his crown? Because if you look, the Royale in our pictures is wearing a crown. So we are dedicated to get our Royale his own crown that fits his large head. he's our newest addition in the staff side of things. So I just thought I'd share that with you as a conclusion to my report.
That is so wonderful. That is a great morale booster to any young student anywhere doing work to see someone like that walk in. That is cool. I hope the teacher takes a picture with a couple of kids standing next to him. But that's something that at the end of the year when you give an award,
absolutely,
take a picture with Mr. Royale or Miss Royale. That's a lion. That's a mister. So Mr. Royale. So that is so cool. I love it. That brightens my day.
That is such positive thing. It keeps them upbeat and they are excited, takes their minds off everything else that they may be stressing about. I want to thank you so very much for all of those things that you have put into place for those kids. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you deserve everything that the board is able to help you with. I really, really am excited about that. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for the principal's report. Do we have a teacher's report at this time?
I don't have much of one, but we're rolling with it. That's the best we can do. We've just been very flexible and very understanding and accommodating and been there to support our families as much as we can and our students. So we're just making it happen the best way we can, I guess.
Well, thank you, Ms. Comedies. You guys are on the front line. So on behalf of the board, I can't say enough how much we appreciate you. So please express our continued support and enthusiasm to your fellow staff members.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Do we have any other comments from the board?
I would like to just say one before we go, because I'm really impressed not only with the report and the good things that we're doing, in addition to the fact it is the good work of the leadership of the academy that puts the board in position to make some really uplifting decisions. So, you know, we all would love to be able to give raises for the work and the people, but it is because of the work of the leadership there that you're getting more students, so you now have resources to do it. So that certainly makes us, the board, looks good, but we can't take any credit for any of that work, because that work is being done at a level outside of what we're able to do. I'm very impressed with everything. I'm very happy that we're able to give raises to those that deserve it. Hopefully, if there's anything else that we can do, especially considering that you're on the front line, getting that you get the appropriate PPE type devices or things to keep yourself and your own families safe on that front line. Because these are unusual times. These are times that not a single person that's still living and on this call has ever gone through in their lifetime, and yet you're living through it and making it work. And so that, to me, it really touches my heart. That's something that we cannot, I cannot give you enough credit for, and I thank God for each and every one.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. I mean, that sums up the sentiments exactly. I know you guys at the academy have a really, really, really tough job to do, considering everything that the country is going through, and the world for that matter. So, you guys keep up the good work. I mean, we couldn't do it without you. So our jobs on the board are minimal compared to what you guys have to do every day. So you make it very easy for us. So hearing no other comments, I'm going to go ahead and just wish everybody a safe and fruitful Thanksgiving break. I know this will be a Thanksgiving like no other, as we are hearing recommendations to reduce the size of our celebrations and spend little time out of our houses as possible with friends and family. So I hope that everyone stays safe. And I just want to give that message of hope to everyone as we embark upon these holiday celebrations. But definitely stay safe. Enjoy your families. Enjoy some time off work. Think about others, but most importantly, stay safe.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right.
Is that a call for a motion to adjourn?
I think so. That was Mrs. Robinson's way of saying it. All right. It has been moved by Mrs. Robinson. Seconded by Dr. Irwin. That we adjourn at 6:40 p.m. on November the
19th,
2020. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Ms. Robinson, I'll be safe.
Yes. Yeah. Did you say?
I said I'll be over to pick up a plate.
Okay, it's not here.
You didn't schedule our next meeting.
I'm looking at it right now. We're going to be meeting on December the 17th, if that's okay with everybody.
I'll put it on my calendar.
Yeah.
That's the week before the Thursday, which is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
All right. The 17th for the CPOC and the board meeting. Thank you all. Everyone, take care.
Thank you.